Page 16. Lincoln, the movie. Spielberg and Day-Lewis bring Abraham Lincoln to life. There was a dark time when Steven Spielberg's dream of making the historical epic Lincoln had all but dissolved. In 2003, Daniel Day-Lewis turned down his offer to play the 16th president. So, in Spielberg's mind, the project was dead. Then came a little life-breathing magic from a mutual friend. "Leo DiCaprio was at my house for dinner one night," Spielberg says. "It was just myself, my wife, Kate Capshaw, and Leo." And he says, "Hey, what's going on with your Lincoln project?" I told him the sad story. I had one shot at Daniel, and he had declined. And that was that. Leo just listened. And then the next morning, he called me at my office. He said, "Here's Daniel's cell phone number. He's expecting your call." Leo has never told me to this day what he said to Daniel, says Spielberg, flashing a satisfied smile. But that began this wonderful journey. 3 years later, this journey enters its most critical phase with Lincoln's theatrical release. By all accounts, it's been a road well-traveled with Spielberg's successful landing of the prized actor to play the iconic president. A dream realized. Doris Kearns Goodwin, whose 2005 bestseller, Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln, was the historical genesis for the movie, says seeing Day-Lewis's performance is nothing short of miraculous. "I felt like I was watching Lincoln," she says. "Here I was imagining him for decades, and suddenly he comes to life." A different approach. For Spielberg, it's a departure from conventional spectacle-style filming. This time, he focuses not on the sweeping Civil War battles, but on the feverish activity around the passage of the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which outlawed slavery in the final days of the Civil War. "It's very different," says Spielberg. "All of my drama is in the democratic process." "Lincoln defined a great leader," says Spielberg. "He stayed steady and true on his moral course, towards decency and civil rights and freedom. He never veered from that." Spielberg launched his project after meeting Goodwin in 1999. He immediately secured the rights to her book, even though she was only halfway done writing it. His first pass to persuade Day-Lewis to play the role was unsuccessful. Day-Lewis formally turned him down in an elegant letter written in longhand. He said, "I could never play Abraham Lincoln," says Spielberg, recalling the lunch conversation, "that it was just too intimidating. What if I don't succeed? I don't want to bring down the image of a great man." Spielberg moved on to other projects. That was before DiCaprio's intervention spurred a Day-Lewis reversal. More stories to tell. Lincoln is shown visibly aging in the four-month span of the film, and he has trouble sleeping when dealing with the terrible war. Spielberg and Day-Lewis kept the same kind of late hours during the shoot, for very different reasons. The two would often text each other at 3 a.m. from their respective houses with interesting historical notes. "I feel like I know the man now," Spielberg says. "I feel like I've lived with him. I've spent time with him. I feel like I have heard a story. Not the only story that should be told of his life. There is so much room to tell so many stories of his life." Whether Spielberg ever decides to revisit one of those chapters remains up in the air, and any further Lincoln projects would certainly rely on a certain, sometimes reluctant, actor. "I could, but not without Daniel Day-Lewis," Spielberg says, when asked if he's up for another Lincoln foray. "I would never do it again without him." Vocabulary focus. Departure. Sweeping. Feverish. Veer. Secure. Up in the air. Foray.